Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Cheeseheads. Get on your feet. It's Curd and Law.
Hosted by Sparky Fighter and Ryan Horvath.
All right, Ryan Horvath. Let's continue to talk about the NFL draft here as we get closer and closer to the NFL draft. And I am going to tell you, Ryan Horvath, I am conflicted. We've had numerous draft analysts on this show, right? We've had Ian Cummings was just on this show from Pro Football Network. He was on the last Curd and Long podcast. Very cool. They just started a Pro Football Network where you can go into a mock draft room. So let's say Ryan and his buddies that he's tight with wanted to do a mock draft room. So like he could be the Bears, somebody else could be the Packers, somebody else could be the Vikings, the Lions, and you do a mock draft together as part of this deal. You could have it password sensitive, so only your friends can do it. You can just join a public one. It's a very cool idea. So we've had him. We've had Chad Ryder on numerous times, NFL draft analyst for NFL.com. He's been on SSP since we started the station for years. So we've had all these different draft analysts on, and I love it. And now The Athletic just put out a piece. Matt Schneidman wrote it about the top guys that may be of interest to the Green Bay Packers. And in there, Dane Brugler is the guy that's used. And he is their draft analyst for The Athletic. Very good. I like him a lot. I think he's good at what he does. However, the thing that put me into a position of question is Bruce Feldman, college football writer for The Athletic as well. Longtime college football writer. Like him too. Got no issues with him. Put out a piece, a mock draft kind of, sort of, for each, you know, team going through the mock draft. And then he took and got anonymous coaches, right? And they had quotes of them, their teams facing this individual and what they thought of the individual, good or bad, and put that there, which led me to this question. Who are we supposed to believe here? I mean, Am I supposed to buy into what the coaches are saying? Am I supposed to buy into what the draft analysts are saying? Because there's one guy in Graham Barton, the offensive lineman, who, if you read the quotes on the offensive from these guys, the coaches, they're all like, they're talking about him going early? Really? And they're not sold on it at all. But then you go and read these draft analysts, and they love this kid. Right? Going a tackle, going inside to play guard and so forth. They all have him in the first round. And meanwhile, there's coaches that, you know, think he's good, but they don't know if he's worthy of a first round pick at the end of the day. So who do you believe, Ryan Horvath? Who am I supposed to buy into here? I'm confused. I need help.
Yeah. I mean, I don't buy into anybody, you know, around draft season really, because nobody really knows what the Packers are going to do. Right. I mean, they're going to take the most athletic. Good has a type, so you don't know. I don't know. I don't think really any of these analysts know. I mean, like, look at the last couple of weeks, for example, not even involving the Green Bay Packers. We've heard J.J. McCarthy could potentially be the number two overall pick. I don't think that's going to happen, man.
No.
I just think the upside of Jaden Daniels and Drake May is too high. I do think J.J. is going to go in the top 10, though. Now we're hearing about Michael Penix because he ran a 4.5 40. We know he can make every single throw. I like Michael Penix a lot.
Did you hear? Michael Penix is having his pro workout day
in Atlanta.
And the team that is sending a large contingency, general manager, head coach, bunch of other people all flying to see him, the Atlanta Falcons. who
I like that because Kirk Cousins is 37 years old and coming off an Achilles injury.
Okay, but so you're telling me you sign Kirk Cousins to all that money and then you take a quarterback in the top 10 after you sign Cousins to that contract? I mean, people were all mad at the Jordan Love draft pick. That was at least at the end of the first round, and he sat. Penix is an older player. It's not like, you know, he's a younger quarterback coming out and they have time. To me, if they take Penix in the top 10 after you just signed Kirk Cousins, I don't know. I mean, that's kind of crazy to me, because when you sign Kirk Cousins, that tells me that, okay, you're in bed with Kirk Cousins for 2 or 3 years here.
I think their thoughts are probably like, if Penix does drop in this draft, right? Because after that initial run of quarterbacks, like the top tier guys, then we probably get the receivers, then we get the tackles, and maybe they're thinking that there's a way they could even buy back in and get them. And then, I mean,
that would make sense.
It would be genius, because yeah, they're probably seeing what the Packers have done and they're thinking, okay, Kirk Cousins is good. And, you know, like last year, I think here's the way that Atlanta's looking at it is like, probably last year they were like the hot pick to win that division or at least win double digit games, and they were just a quarterback away. So now you get your 37-year-old quarterback, but he's also coming off again an Achilles injury, and that team's built to win for the next couple years. You know what I mean? Like, they have Bijan, they have Tyler Allgeier, Drake London, Kyle Pitts. These are all young dudes, young coaching staff now. So they're probably thinking like, damn, man, like if we could sit Michael Penix behind Cousins the next couple of years, or just okay, if Cousins isn't right, then you got yourself a really good backup, because that division stinks.
Yes. So I looked at Cousins' contract. So technically they could get out after 2 years. Dead cap money is $90 million this year. Obviously he's playing. $65 million in 2025. He's playing. The dead cap number in 2026, the cap is 57.5, but the dead cap is $25 million. So really, this can be a two-year deal, and that's, they can boogie. If they go 3 years and opt out after 2026, so Penix would start in 27, the cap is 57.5 million. The dead cap is only 12.5. So really, if they like Penix, they could draft him, sit him 2 years, and then play him after 2 years and take the cap hit on Cousins and still save money against the cap in 2026. That's my guess. They sit him for 2 years and then he gets to play. Or if Cousins gets hurt again, he plays sooner.
Or they don't even draft him, man. I would love to see Seattle draft Penix and, you know, sticks around. And because I don't think Geno's that guy. I don't think Sam Howell's that guy. So I would love to see him, like, in that situation, because that's a team that could be pretty good, I think, with that young defense. Love Devin Weatherspoon. But, yeah, man, I don't really know what to believe. With the Packers, you never really know what to believe. I think that Goop probably has, obviously, his board. He has his guys circled. And nobody really knows this time of the year.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.